Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. As Wolchuk would say, Wolchuk's out today. He's sick. Segments also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's do this here. C-note, Cowboys news of the evening. Joseph Hoyt talking about the Perry and Winfrey injury, by the way, that just broke over the last hour or so. He's going to be on IR with back trouble. Hoyt writes, it opens up a roster spot, potentially also opening the door for Mozzie Smith to return into the fold. Smith inactive for the season opener on Thursday, marking the first time he had been a healthy scratch in his career. I just feel like it's time to move on for Mozzie Smith. Maybe they don't feel like they have anybody else.
I wouldn't make any changes to the defensive line group. Or actually, the defense. Now, the edge, I would consider maybe moving some guys around, maybe giving some guys more opportunity.
James Houston.
I'd give Houston more of an opportunity. I would maybe, look at some. I think there's some other opportunities there. Fowler probably needs some of his, just maybe some of his reps cut back a little bit.
Just pure pass rusher.
Yeah. I just I think that Marshawn Nealon deserves the opportunity to be your starter. Is really so to me. It's Houston, Nealon, those guys need a little bit more opportunity. Fowler, I mean, if you want to bring him off the bench as a situational pass rusher, I think that's probably the best plan there. But that defensive tackle room, there's no needs for Mozzie. Just go with the guys that, let's be honest, Winfrey was inactive this past week. There's no reason to put Mozzie Smith in the lineup.
I like that. I'd agree. Status quo. The Giants offense was so bad. Russell Wilson, 17 of 37, 168 yards. He was 2 of 12 for 26 yards under pressure. Once the pressure comes, he's done now. He used to be able to escape and get out, throw the moon ball, and now you just see him going, oh my goodness, I'm getting old. Just 36, 37 years old. Daboll saying after the game, we're going to get home and look at the film, but today, a couple hours ago, he did confirm Russell Wilson will be your starter Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys.
And Jane might be right, too, about, with them getting some
Andrew Thomas. Yeah.
Andrew Thomas coming back. That's pretty good idea there.
Calvin Watkins wrote about Dak's leadership in the spitting incident. That's the next story here in the C-Note. It's a good article. It's got a quote from James Harrison, the former star of the Steelers, said, if somebody would go on and spit on me, go ahead and get my bail money together because I'm going to jail. I love the line. Great quote. Totally on brand for James. The problem is, if you end up looking like an idiot when you fight, now you got spit on and got beat up, and you're the starting quarterback, so you're leaving the game. You're basically punting on any chance that you would have to be victorious. And I just feel like it's tough to say you should fight unless you're going to have that Hollywood type of scrap. You knock the guy out one punch, or you DDT him. You get one of these incredible endings. But against Jalen Carter, you're going to lose that fight. There's no way Dak could whoop him, right?
No, I'd be
I'd be surprised for sure. I think the response from James Harrison is exactly what I want from my linebacker.
Okay.
And the response from Dak is exactly what I want from my quarterback.
Yeah. Well said, Chief.
Mario Herrera Jr. inside the Star with the headline, Cowboys O-line might be better than advertised. Brian, I've been taking shots at Guyton and Steele. Let me increase it to say, I feel like there is a media push to justify Guyton second only to the Mozzie Smith stuff that we dealt with last year, where all of a sudden the media was insisting this guy's taking steps. I don't get it. Five pressures. I think he's better than what he was last year. I'm slightly encouraged by Tyler Guyton's long-term progress, but these are key pivotal spots on your roster. You can't have, he's kind of good enough. It's got to be great, especially with an aging quarterback. You don't have a great running game right now. You can't protect Dak that well. So I'm interested to get your thoughts on this offensive line.
I would consider moving Nate Thomas to right tackle and take Steele out of the lineup is what I would do.
Wow, that's strong. He was that bad.
I'm just saying. I think that if you want to play with four of the five guys would be the strongest, probably the strongest of what your offensive line has been in a long time. Guyton is not as strong, but I would take Steele out. I think Nate Thomas was good enough to start for you at left tackle. He's probably good enough to start for you at right tackle. And what it gives you is if you legitimately want to run the football, if you feel like you can run the ball with Williams and he's going to give you some power, then I would consider putting Nate Thomas at right tackle or working him in to see. And I know that Schottenheimer and them don't like doing that. But if it was me, I'm gonna try and grow this thing with Guyton at left tackle. Didn't have really any reps at all in training camp. I mean, early reps, and then all of a sudden he's out there playing. Looked better technique wise. So there's something to grow on there. I'm trying to think of what I'm gonna look like potentially in the future, and I would go ahead and think about playing Nate Thomas again at right tackle, and wow. that would give you some legitimate. Now, Nate Thomas, when we were watching practices, OTAs, and minicamps, he was the backup right tackle. And then all of a sudden, Guyton got hurt, and they kicked him over to the left side. But if you asked me to make one move on the offensive line, I'd make that move.
That's strong. I like that. Seventh round pick in 2024 basically took a kind of a medical redshirt rookie year. Mm-hmm. And once Guyton got hurt, we started hearing a lot about him. Now, tell me more about Steele. Obviously, the pressures are there. Is he no longer a good run-blocking right tackle
I tell you, the thing, he had a key block in the long run Sanders had running from the backside. But if you're going to be a power gap scheme, that's tough for him. That's tough for him because he just does not have that ability. I mean, he's really good at, like, the cutoff blocks, the blocks you could see, the reach blocks, the scoop blocks, getting outside. He just does not have a lot of power in his body. And if you want to tell me that I could run the ball off the right side and have like Nate Thomas and then also Booker over there, two big, strong guys, I'll take that. I'll take a chance. And I would hope that they want to get Nate Thomas involved, but I don't think they will. It's just just me knee-jerking on a radio.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A program, because I think that would give you a lot more power across the five guys you have.
Nate Thomas athletic enough to get out there and run a little bit?
No, he's fine. I mean, a lot of the runs are inside anyway. Mm. So to me, especially with the way that Williams is playing, way Williams is carrying the ball.
Now, the defense for Guyton is the average time to pressure, I think, was 3.1 seconds on his five pressures.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you get the ball out a little bit quicker. Yeah. But you didn't want to address my scathing accusation against the assembled Cowboys media. They're taking the cheese here from their sources
on
Guyton.
I think Guyton has come a long way because I did not. I think that Guyton, when you looked at him last year, how did you trust him? I mean, yeah. He didn't even trust himself.
He got benched for Adoga.
Yeah, he came out and said he wasn't mature. He didn't handle things the right way. He didn't work hard. Hey, good job of self-awareness there. He's a different player. I mean, and a different player in a good way. Is he perfect? Is he Tyron Smith? No, he's not. But I'll tell you what, he got some one-on-one opportunities in the game the other day. And where he would have normally been broken down, someone would have broke him down. He was able, the technique, the hand placement, knee bend, all those things were very, very positive.
Yeah, he had a great line, too. He said Tyron Smith told him, I need to be able to punch through anybody.
Yeah.
And he certainly looks stronger. So we'll...
better technique, much better technique.
Continue to track that again inside the Star headline. Cowboys O-line might be better than advertised. And I think as a whole... the physicality in the inside, the ability to get some run going.
That's what we talked about. They were going to, we talked about that they were going to, if they were going to have success, it was going to be because of the inside three. And the inside three are pretty damn good. Even if Carter and those guys and Davis would have all played, I think Dallas would have been okay inside because of the guys that they have. Even Booker as a rookie starter, I think they would have been just fine. So, to me, I'm never worried about those inside three.
Okay, we got Cowboys pressure rates. This went viral over the weekend, Pro Football Focus, charting a 41.2% pressure rate from the Dallas defense on Thursday night. So, there was the narrative building that, hey, they've managed to scheme up pressure. The context came in a secondary text. They had the sixth slowest pressure rate in the league at 2.98.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think the pressure rate was a lot to do with what their secondary was able to do.
Huh.
I think their coverage, and what happens is you're dealing with a quarterback in Jalen Hurts. It's one of the worst in the league when it comes to playing zone defenses. He's near the bottom.
Hmm.
He has a hard time kind of finding where everybody is, and that's why he holds the ball. And then all of a sudden, if you lose contain on him, he's going to run, and he hurt Dallas that way. But you look at Jalen Hurts traditionally against zone coverages, and now I fully get why they did as much as they did. It's a struggle for him. And so that's why, but I thought the pressures were a lot because of their ability to cover and the ability to play zone.
It's just so different when you're getting pressure. I mean, go ask the Bills on that, what appeared to be the back-breaking play of the night. You had the Ravens in, what, 3rd and 10 or 3rd and 12 or something, and Lamar Jackson is like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage with multiple Bills defenders surrounding him and grabbing at him, and he ends up turning it into a 15-yard gain. It's just crazy. You know, you're around Hurts, but he can throw you down and run away from you. Mm-hmm. You know, either you're not big enough or you're not fast enough for these guys. Okay, and then we have just a little note from the Cowboys account. CeeDee Lamb, now the fastest player in franchise history to reach 500 career receptions. Where would you put Lamb? You could have any Cowboys wide receiver of all time. Who are you going with?
I mean, brought us probably with the better answer. I would just say Michael Irvin. I want a guy that I know for sure when it matters, he's catching the ball. Big time player. Plus the leadership and all the stuff that he brought to the table. Everybody's fighting for second after the playmaker.
Yeah, Michael Irvin would be the first answer. Drew Pearson was incredible as a player back in the day. If you go back in the 70s and watching him, I was amazed. He couldn't run out of sight, but he caught every ball. He was super tough. If you had to have a clutch catch, he was going to make that play. I think Dez Bryant is actually up there for me as well. I think when you talked about how competitive his ability to go track the ball, find the ball, go get it, make plays when people all over him. And then I would probably put CeeDee Lamb in that mix right behind Dez myself.
So Lamb not even in your top three right now. Got a lot of work to do.
I think that Lamb, and it's not just the drops or what happened the other day. Lamb's an outstanding receiver. I just think that in my history of watching this team play, I had three guys that think that were better than him.
Well, there's certainly a lot of good players to choose, and I don't know if there's an objectively correct way to power rank that. I mean, I might go with Lamb first overall. Some of the catches that he's made in his skill set, I think he brings it all together.
And hey, sorry about that. God, dog it, dude. I did it wrong again.
Get in there.
Since 2020, Lamb has the most drops.
True.
Yeah.
35 drops. True. How do you feel about that?
I do think he's maybe the most targeted player as well. So he's, I think you would probably want to look at like the drop rate or the catch rate because he's getting so many more opportunities than most guys. But it is definitely a thing to talk about with him.
Because in 2020, he was like number two receiver. Was it number one at that time, right?
Yeah, for sure. But over the last few years, he is
kind of picked it up.
He's being inundated with targets. But it's definitely fair to criticize that.
Yeah, he has the most targets. His drop rate did move to slightly above average with those three or four drops, depending on how many he gets credited with. But I guess I'm not worried about it because
he'll be
overall,
fine.
Yeah, he's gonna be good.
He'll be fine. But if you ask me the history of, I'll power rank it. I'll say Michael, Drew, Dez, and then CeeDee.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think there's a bias towards the guys that got to play on a great team. You know, Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith, and they love to tell stories about how we looked across the locker room and we looked each other in the eyes and I promised to you and you promised to me nobody's going to let each other down. Well, you had great teams, and I think all of that adds up to you're probably the best team. And
if you power rank the quarterbacks of all those teams, you would have to say like Aikman, Staubach.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, those guys, Lamb and really Lamb and Dez have kind of dealt with quarterbacks. Tony Romo and Dak Prescott, fine, but
yeah,
not Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
No. Okay, we do have Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Micah Parsons Day, and there's other things around the league we'll get into. We'll do that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.